If you ask me to choose between a fast food hamburger or, let's say, a home-cooked pot roast dinner with all the trimmings, it would not take me much time to decide. It probably wouldn't take you much time either. But having lived in metropolitan areas most of my life, it was great to rush into McDonald's or Burger King or whatever and grab something. See, often the choice has been between dinner on the run or no dinner at all. So that was an easy choice. But there was a time, believe it or not, when there weren't many fast food places. But yeah, that's true. I even remember that. We had to drive almost an hour where we lived at one point to get to McDonald's. Oh, there were diners and expensive restaurants, but nothing really that fast. Now, it is always, of course, my preference to have carefully prepared full-course meals. But sometimes, hey, you need what you need fast, right? I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about wisdom to go. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Nehemiah chapter 2. And Nehemiah is the cupbearer to the king of Persia. He's had his heart broken when he's heard about the destroyed condition of his home city of Jerusalem. And he's been praying about this now for months. And he goes before the king, and this particular conversation will turn out to change the course of history. He says, "I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before. So the king asked me, 'Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This could be nothing more than sadness of heart.' I was very much afraid. But I said to the king, 'May the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my fathers are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?' The king said to me, 'What is it you want?'" Now you can almost hear Nehemiah's knees shaking here as he says, "Then I prayed to the God of heaven and I answered the king." Well, he proceeds from here to tell all about his burden for the city, and the king responds and equips Nehemiah to go there, and miraculously, that city is rebuilt in 52 days. Now, this turns out to be a decisive conversation. Nehemiah is really on the spot. Everything's riding on his answer. Now, it's nice when you have a week to pray for something, but when you have just a moment and you really need, like, some wisdom, but there are those moments when there is no chance for you to do any of those things. You have to get it fast. So what does Nehemiah do? He's on the spot. He taps into one of God's most practical gifts, wisdom to go. Now, you're faced with those kinds of crunches on many occasions. Whenever it's possible, of course, it's best to take some time to decide your next step. It's like taking time to prepare and eat a great dinner. But in some situations, you barely have time to drive up to the window and say, "Wisdom to go, please," with everything on it. But God will give it to you in those pressure moments, maybe like the ones you're in right now. He promises in James 1:5, "If you ask for wisdom when you lack it, he will give it to us liberally." Notice the kind of lifestyle, though, that gets us to that instant insight. Nehemiah gets it because he's already a prayed-up person. He's been praying for 4 months about this situation. He's bathed it in prayer. He surrendered the situation to the Lord. Back to Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11, he says, "I am your servant talking to the Lord. Give your servant success today. Lord, it's all up to you." Now comes that sudden moment of truth when the king says, "What is it you want?" And Nehemiah fires off a "Help!" to heaven. Now your wisdom crunch may come in a moment of needing to know how to handle a situation with your child, or a situation at work, or how to respond to fast-breaking developments, or maybe an unexpected call. The good news is you can get the discernment you need to answer in God's will. Now, pray through the major arenas, the major relationships of your day. Bathe your life in prayer. And then pause before you answer to be sure that your line to heaven is open. And then fire off that prayer in your heart and pick up your wisdom to go.